This is Terry Daniel. Join me for the VoiceOver Cafe right here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Jerry Detweiler. She is one of the country's leading credit experts. She's been interviewed for more than 3,000 news stories on credit topics and is the contributing editor to the ABCs of Getting Out of Debt and the host of her own weekly radio program, Talk Credit Radio. Also joining us today is Garrett Sutton, who is an attorney, author, and Rich Dad's advisor. He has written 6 books, including The ABCs of Getting Out of Debt, Start Your Own Corporation, and Writing Winning Business Plans. He also practices law in Reno, Nevada. Jerry and Garrett, a privilege and honor to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. So, Garrett, you talk about 5 types of borrowers. Can you describe those 5 types?
Yes, Eric. In the book, The ABCs of Getting Out of Debt, we do talk about the 5 types of borrowers, and they consist of wishers, wasters, wanters, whiners, and winners. And the first 3 profiles are somewhat similar, the wishers, wasters, and wanters. The wishers are credit optimists. You know, they think that everything is going to turn out fine, and they fail to foresee the problems that lie ahead of them. The wasters spend money as an escape. They may have self-esteem issues. They use money to purchase things to feel better. The wanters are those that just maybe don't have the self-discipline and really just want to obtain material goods for their own purposes. Similar are the whiners. The winners are the important ones, Eric. The winners are the people who have survived the difficulties of the first 4 categories or were credit winners to begin with. And a credit winner is someone who knows how to take advantage of our credit system, use credit to their advantage, use certain types of debt to their advantage. And that's what the book, The ABCs of Getting Out of Debt, teaches, is how to become a credit winner.
I like it. So, Jerry, you've talked with hundreds of people who are struggling with debt. Is there a common mistake you see them make across the board?
There is. And the most common mistake I see people make when it comes to debt is procrastinating. They're optimistic, or they're resilient, or maybe they just are putting their head in the sand, but they really don't take any action to try to find a solution to their debt problems. A great example of this is the number of people who are tapping their retirement funds to try to pay the mortgage or the credit card bills. Retirement funds are usually safe or protected from creditors. But once you spend it on a mortgage, especially if it's one where you really can't afford to keep the house, or you put it toward credit cards that you really can't afford, then it's gone, and you may end up with no retirement as well as even filing for bankruptcy.
Garrett, if you run into credit problems, how long does that stay with you when you have credit issues?
Credit reports can cast a pretty long shadow, Eric. The Federal Fair Credit Reporting Act says that a bankruptcy can remain on your report for 10 years from the filing date. That's not the discharge date when the bankruptcy ends. If you do file a Chapter 13, however, and have paid back some of your debts over the years, you can ask the credit reporting agencies to remove your bankruptcy 7 years from the date of filing, and a lot of times they comply with that. Civil suits or civil judgments are 7 years from the date of entry by the court. Paid tax liens, once a tax lien is satisfied, you can ask the IRS to have them removed. Otherwise, they're reported for 7 years from the date satisfied or paid. Unpaid tax liens, if you haven't taken care of these issues, can remain indefinitely on your credit report until the lien is paid. So we need to understand that these credit reports are a report card of your financial history, and you want to make sure that these types of information stay off your credit report. If they do come on your credit report, in the book, The ABCs of Getting Out of Debt, we talk about how you can take steps to have them removed so that your credit report is better and you're able to borrow at a better rate.
Today we're joined by both Jerry Detweiler, one of the country's leading credit experts, along with Garrett Sutton, who is an attorney, author, and Rich Dad's advisor here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jerry, in the ABCs of Getting Out of Debt, you talk about ways to rebuild your credit. How does that take place?
Well, most people don't realize that credit reports and credit scores are really only created when they're requested. So that's in a way that's kind of encouraging because it means they can change all the time. So if you have been through difficult times, you know, maybe you were a real estate investor and you lost a bunch of property, it went into foreclosure. Maybe you did file for bankruptcy, or maybe you just had a string of bad luck and late payments in there. You can start rebuilding your credit immediately. Even if there's negative information on your reports, the credit reports and scores are most interested in information in the last 2 years, 24 months. And so if you start to establish a positive credit history right now, eventually that older stuff still may be on there, but it carries less weight, and the current information can help you get back on track. I've seen people make significant progress in as little as 18 to 24 months after problems as severe as bankruptcy or foreclosure.
This is for the both of you. For someone who is listening and is in debt or has credit trouble, what's your best advice to those kind of people?
Well, Eric, my best advice is to know that a lot of people are going through this situation now, and a lot of people are emerging through it with positive results. So you can take steps to protect yourself and to advance your financial interests. Do not put your head in the sand, as Jerry said. You need to take proactive steps, which we described in the ABCs of Getting Out of Debt, and you too, like many others, can resolve your financial issues.
I agree, and I'd say that the most important thing is to keep your eye on your goal. Don't let your day-to-day problems distract you from where you're what you're trying to accomplish and where you're trying to go. So you may have to make some tough decisions. Maybe you have to consider debt settlement or negotiation that we talk about in the book, but get the debt behind you, and then you can start reaching your financial goals in the future.
Sound advice. Now tell our listeners where they can get a copy of the book, ABCs of Getting Out of Debt, and also be in touch or get further information.
Well, the book is available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, and as well, you can obtain copies at corporatedirect.com. It is part of the Rich Dad Advisor series, so it does have a wide release. The new book will be in stores July 18th, so that's the day to find it in the bookstores.
Yeah, and make sure you get the new edition. There is an older edition out there, but the new edition really brings you up to date on what's going on now in the credit world.
Beautiful. They are Jerry Detweiler, one of the country's leading credit experts, along with Garrett Sutton, who is an attorney, author, and Rich Dad's advisor. And once again, the website of reference is corporatedirect.com. Jerry and Garrett, thanks so much for joining us today with this such valuable information here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.